The decline of Alaska's indigenous languages happened during the era of boarding schools and missionaries. As children, some Alaska Natives were punished for speaking their mother tongue. When those children became adults, many did not speak their language to their children. Acknowledging this generational trauma is what led Cheyenne Chulian Chavaya Beatty to study Han Wuchin, the language of her ancestors. In the fourth of a five-part series, Beatty talks about reclaiming identity through the use of Native names.
Hello, Nijitahonche Shojre Cheyenne Beatty. Hello, how are you doing? My name is Cheyenne Beatty. I am Han Wuchin and Chondek Wuchin Athabaskan from the Han Nation, which resides in Eagle, Alaska, as well as Moose High, Canada, Yukon Territory. My first name that came to me was a Dena'ina Athabaskan name, not a Han Wuchin name. I was at the time working with a Dena'ina Athabaskan in Anchorage, Alaska, and he gave me this name. He said, "You're Chulian Chavaya." And I'm like, "What does that mean?" And he said, "It means Raven Whirlwind, because you're mischief like a raven and you come in and out of a room like a whirlwind." I think that the reason why people are using their Native names or language within their own social identity is the generation of trauma was my grandparents. I've always thought we were Han Gwichin. Well, I started learning more about my language that we're Han Wuchin, which is like H-W-E-C-H-I-N instead of Gwichin. And so I think that more and more people are realizing that just like Aleut people are not just Aleut people. They're Aleutic, they're Sukpiak, they're Unangan, they're Unangach. And we are really taking hold into owning our own identity, being educated by our identity, and making sure that we educate others about that. And that's why I think that we have this surge of people who are really showcasing not only their native language, but their own identity.
That was the fourth in a five-part series on Alaska Native names produced by KTOO's Jennifer Canfield. A link to the full interview is at our website, alaskapublic.org.